This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to a mindful Ramadan. We are so honored to have Dr. Hanat Gamal, my Quran teacher, my dear friend for over like 20 years, mashallah. Welcome, Dr. Hanat Gamal.
Jazakallahu khairan. I am very honored to be with you here. Alhamdulillah.
The honor is all mine. MashaAllah. Now we're on the last 10 days and we are really benefiting, MashaAllah. But one of the things is, you know, what if our du'as are not accepted? What if our prayers are not accepted? Because there might be a ruling that we're overlooking. There may be something that we may not be doing and it will nullify our deeds. So I think it's so important today to ask the questions, to make sure you are following the right hukum, that you're not guessing. We don't want to waste any of the rewards, inshallah. And for all of you tuning in, please type in the comment section. You can do hashtag live or hashtag replay. This is a small ask, and I would really appreciate you doing that. Jazakallah khairan. And we have Dr. Hanat Gamal, which she is a, mashallah, first female mufti in Houston, Texas, my hometown. Woo, Houston!
I know.
I know. Alhamdulillah that we're close enough, inshallah. Yes, but, you know, it's a pleasure. So let's get started with the questions, inshallah. And it is saying, is it permissible in Islam to do hair removal in the private area if done by a female technician? This is the beauty of having a female to ask these questions. I don't think anyone could ask this to a male scholar. Okay, please.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ثم أما بعد I do ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this one solely for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to benefit all of us with it, Ya Rabbal Alameen, and put on my tongue the right answers. Innahu ala ma yasha'u qadir. Thumma amma ba'd, alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us another chance to be here in the last 10 days of Ramadan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us many, many, many chances, Ya Rabbal Alameen, with righteousness and taqwa.
Ameen.
I cannot just go ahead and answer the question before I remind myself and my sisters of the best thing that we can do in the last 10 days of Ramadan. If I ask this question to all of you, everyone will have a different answer, like it's salah, which is the best, al-dhikr, which is the best, the sadaqah, which is the best, all the good deeds are encouraged. But I will advise myself and all of my sister is to touch your heart and examine your heart and see if your heart is sound the heart or not. If you can let go of all the envy and malices and all kind of anger and all kind of sadness and all kind of bad feeling that you have toward others and reclaim your heart and own your heart again and stand before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with qalb salim, sound heart, everything else that you are going to do will have the meaning and you will enjoy it and you will connect with it, inshallah ta'ala. So let's do this first day, inshallah ta'ala. Hopefully tonight is the night of the power. And hopefully Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will, when we clean our heart, just like a plate that you were eating on it some kind of pasta and all kind of sauce and everything, there is no way you are going to put anything on it and eat on it unless you clean it. It's exactly like that for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the highest example. Let's work on our heart to clean it from all kind of obstacles that keeps us far away from connecting with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is not worth it. Just ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive and ask Allah to help you to forgive and overlook and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep away your eyes from any whatever other people have, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divides the rizq And the risk is everything that benefits human being, money and health and wealth and acceptance and Quran and ibadah and all kind of things that benefits a human being is risk. So let's work hard on not envy each other or not looking at whatever people have in their hand, and clean our hearts from all kind of anger and malices and all kind of envy or anything that's bothering us from any others. Let's say, oh Allah, I will forgive them tonight, you know, because I want you to forgive me and help me to forgive and overlook. As you ask me to say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna, and al-afu is different than the al-maghfirah. Al-maghfirah is something that Allah is not going to accept your repentance, but still the sin that you've done is still written in your book. As for the afwa, you're not going to see any of that in your book. So you're not going to be agonized by looking at your previous history. And that's why at Sayyida Aisha radwanullahi alayha, when she asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what would I say if I know that this is the night of the power? He said, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, Allahumma innaka afuun. Now I'm praising Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he's oft forgiven. تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ, you love to pardon, فَعْفُ عَنِّي, so pardon me, O Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So اللهم إنك عفو تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ فَعْفُ عَنِّي. And if you like for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to forgive you and to overlook all of your sins, forgive everyone else. If you cannot forgive, just to say حَسْبِي اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, and let go of that, put it in Allah's hand and keep going, inshallah. As for the question that Sister Ustazutina Hala just read for me right now, is it permissible for a woman to remove the hair that grows in the private area? It's actually one of the Sunan al-Fitra that we inherit from Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, that when we have excessive hair in this area, it must be clean, and you're not supposed to keep it there more than 40 days. You're supposed to clean it and make it, because this is very good for your tahara, for your wudu and for your tahara. As for the sister who was asking this question also, I don't know if it's in the same question or not, Hale, where she said that, can I go to a salon or some woman to take care of that? I really don't encourage that, because all of us can take care of ourselves, unless there is no way of doing it, and I don't know how can I say there is no way of doing it, then you can go. But again, you are the faqih of yourself in this area, because the private part should be very private, and no one's supposed to see this area unless there is an emergency, like a doctor or somebody. And even when it comes to doctor, we prefer Muslim women and then non-Muslim women, and then if we have none of those, we go to a Muslim man,
right?
This is something that I would encourage you to start doing it, clean yourself with your own hand, and inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you to be able to do it, inshallah ta'ala.
Jazakallah khair. And mashallah, thank you for motivating us for the last 10 days and for all the beautiful reminders and for answering that question. Inshallah, the next one, it's about marriage and relations. Is it haram to not have sexual relations with your husband, even if your husband is okay with it? I'm so tired and busy with the children all day. I have lost interest in intimacy.
Allahumma hdina sawa as-sabeel. Number one, you can say haram and halal when your husband is happy or not happy. But listen, my dear sister, sometimes the husband will, he has no choice of saying I'm okay, because, you've been complaining the whole day. You're looking tired. You're not looking ready for him, or, the whole atmosphere around him feels like, just say I'm okay. I would do my best if I can afford to have to hire a lady to come to clean my house once a week. I would sacrifice this much money instead of buying something that's luxurious or something that's not necessity and hire someone to take care of some chore in the house and make sure that I have some time for myself to prepare myself for my husband. The reason I'm saying that is not only halal and haram. I think this area is more for Dr. Hala more than me. Is if you really don't take care of your husband, you are pushing him far away to look for someone else, because this is just how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala built his body and his, the way he looks at people, the way he thinks, the way things go in his body. So I would advise you to find a way to get some rest, to have somebody to help you, to even involve him with you to help you. So you can have some open conversation, tell him, I would love to have time with you. Instead of saying, I'm not interested anymore, and don't ever say that word to your husband, if I were you. Just tell him, I need to sit with you. I would love to be with you, and I would love to go back to our, beautiful time and beautiful days. But I'm really super tired. I need to figure out a way that I can have time for myself so I can be ready for you whenever you're ready. So that kind of conversation will console his heart, will feel like you're not neglecting him. I know he knows that you're doing this for his kids, but in deep down his heart, and he will say to you one day, I am the last person in this house. Nobody cares about me, and Allah knows best. And I think our specialist can comment on that for me.
Jazakallah khairan. I agree with exactly what you said as far as not rejecting, not saying you're not interested, but postponing. I think postponing is always a better way than rejecting. So if you can express it in a way that I would love to, let's plan it after Ramadan when we have a little bit more time, less stressful. And this is an important aspect of the relationship, and ignoring it can lead to other huge problems. So inshallah, you need to recognize what is the issue. Is it hormonal? Is it, how much rest you're getting? And there are sometimes psychological things you have to overcome to be interested again. So inshallah, look into that. Now, some of you sisters said that you can't see our videos. Can you let us know if you are able?
Yes, we cannot see the video. We just see the pure picture.
Okay. We need to, we're going to fix this. Jazakallah khairan for your patience. We're going to see what the issue is. And you're just seeing the screen. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. All right. I'm sure that it's going to be tended to. So what we're going to do, we can't see you. I understand. And what a beautiful opportunity to practice prophetic patience, right?
Absolutely.
We have been learning about sabr, sabrun jameel, right?
Sabrun jameel.
And we want to have a beautiful character. And part of having a beautiful character is, making... expecting the best from our sisters. So inshallah,
will stay with you a little bit more inshallah.
We will stay longer. Dr. Hana said that we are going to go on a little bit longer. I'm sure that this is going to be addressed as soon as possible. Let's take the next question so that we make maximum use of our time. There's one: is Islamic divorce what woman gets from her husband other than the mehr? In Islamic divorce, what does a woman get other than mehr?
Allahumma hadina sawa as-sabil ya rabbal alameen. The mahr, if he paid up front when he did the nikah, the mahr is done. But if he postponed the mahr until divorce or death, then the mahr will be the first thing to be paid in full. And then also there is something called nafaqatul mut'ah. Nafaqat al-mut'ah is an amount of money according to his status that he either to be agreed upon between you and him, or the judge calculate the number and he will tell you this is how much you deserve. In Egypt, for example, which I'm not very familiar how much do they do here, they ask the husband to pay for the wife her expenses for 2 to 3 years. According to his income, if he's rich, he's given a lot of money. If he's not, she's given as according to his status. Allah knows best. Can you hear me?
The next question. If the imam is praying aloud, do we need to recite along with him quietly or stay silent?
Very good question. When you are behind the imam, there are some imams who leave a gap for the brothers and sisters behind him to read the Surah Al-Fatiha. And some of the imam, they start reading the Quran right away after Surah Al-Fatiha. So in this case, you recite Surah Al-Fatiha with him, but not before him. So if you say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, you start after saying Alhamdulillah, you start saying Alhamdulillahi. So you can finish after him and you start after him. Okay. As for the Quran, if you are a mumrizah of the Quran, you can review in your heart while he is reciting. That will be the best thing to do, inshallah ta'ala. You can move your lips, you can move your tongue, but just between you and yourself only. If this is something that sometimes you cannot help it, you just want to, you know, you find your tongue is moving if you are a memorizer of the Quran with it.
Okay, mashallah. Jazakallah khairan. One sister is asking, can our dua still be accepted if I'm not able to forgive my enemy because they still are hurting my family? So that's a big topic, because we know it's a month of forgiveness. We know that there are some barriers and obstacles to our du'as being accepted. And I believe one of them is not finding.
I'm going to interrupt again. I don't know. This application is giving us a hard time. Okay. The stream is broken and we're not able to rebroadcast. I'm going to try. Attempt to turn everything off. Sisters, I appreciate your patience. I'm going to turn everything off and back on again. It doesn't make sense. It's just the application that streams to multiple groups.
Jazakallah khairan for letting us know. And you sisters are amazing. Mashallah, you're staying. That means you really are serious about your knowledge and you have really refined your characters. So this is a good sign, right, Dr. Hanna?
Absolutely.
And I apologize on your behalf that
I turn off everybody and come back on. If we get disconnected, I have to restream again. So if type in the chat box if you heard me, so that right before I disconnect, you can rejoin, inshallah.
Okay. So if you heard my husband, just write yes. And that way we know that you heard him. What is happening is that there's a technical issue. It's not on us. it crashed and we're going to restart, restream. If you get disconnected, please reconnect. We want to see all of you back and we want you to get your questions answered. So, okay, thank you for letting me know you heard us. And let's do this. Let's all make some dua and make sure that this is going to happen, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan for your patience. And thank you, Dr.
Okay, I think
that
we're gonna have to
disconnect. I think you all see us now. Is it working? Dr. Hanna, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you, but I cannot see you.
Oh no. Okay. No sound?